Item nine, this is to consider and take possible action to authorize our CEO to extend our services agreement with Siegel Consulting for pension administration system consulting services. Christina.
Yes, so as Henry had mentioned, we did go live with our new system. Part of going live was using Siegel Consulting. Originally, the board hired them when they were known as LRWL in 2019 to get us through this project. We went live October 24th with the line of business side. We still have the employer portal and the member portal to bring live. The contract that we had with Siegel is expiring at the end of November, and we expect our portals to go live, the employer portal by the end of this year, and the member portal within the first quarter of 2026. So what this item is doing would be extending that contract to get us through portal go live, to have Siegel Consulting, Jesse and his team continue to assist us and get us to that final go live portion with the portals. And that would be for an additional $200,000, which would take us to about April 1st of 2026. And then Siegel would be able to go on their way and we'll be live with the entire system.
All right. Any questions, comments?
Just a question. Should we build a little bit of the leeway because we always expected better and received later, right? So
yes.
Is April already pretty wrong?
It is giving us a leeway. We do expect the member portal to be very early quarter one. So this did include a little bit of a runway there. Yeah. I would hope that we end before spending the $200,000.
Is the idea to bring the member portal online for March Madness? Is that?
Yes.
That's what you were saying.
Yes, yeah,
sure.
That is the goal, is to have it earlier than March for sure, so we can start getting some retirement applications through the portal.
Got it.
Gina, their charges are based on hourly rates, I assume. Is it standard or some negotiation go into those rates?
Yes. When we first contracted with them, we negotiated the rates at that time, so the rates have remained the same since 2019. And they, the number that we came up with is really looking at how much we've been charged the months and then reducing the amounts that they'll need to engage with just the portals now that the line of business has gone live.
Do you have a question?
I think assumes a 5-year service award for Jesse.
I will say that he has many times expressed that he's going to be very sad to leave Cesare. He's really enjoyed his time.
Sure he is.
I do have a serious question. I'm shocked to hear that. Colin discussed, in essence, the interface between the new phone system, whoever it might be, with the system. Would this also assume some assistance in doing that? These things don't necessarily dovetail exactly. And I can see somebody coming in and saying, no problem, plug and play. And the minute they come in, they're going to say, well, not exactly. You have to have a couple of plugs changed for whatever solution we have.
Yes, and as a part of our contract with Sagitech, we included a requirement that it integrate with the phone system. But based on our phone system contract, we weren't able to get that done when we went live with the line of business. So we had to negotiate a change request with Sagitech to hold over some of that until 2026 when the phone contract expires and we're able to move to a new company with the ability to do this integration. And because of that negotiated extension with Sagitech, they have hours set aside to do some of those changes in design and make sure that the two systems can integrate together.
I predict we're going to hear a little bit more about that. The integration effort. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Glass half full, Jerry.
No, I you can almost predict, though, that whoever the successful phone vendor is going to say, I wish I'd been here about a year ago. Because we could have had some thoughts as to how you would construct this module, and now it has to be reconstructed.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, I mean, we know, as we learned through our project with the line of business going live, that there's definitely adjustments and things don't always go as smoothly as we hope. So we do anticipate some of that. We did bring both phone companies, and they know the product that we're using with Sagitech. Sagitech knows the two companies that are our top choices, because we really were moving forward with trying to get that as a part of our go live in October. So we got very close to that and realized we couldn't do much with our phone contract itself. And
right.
So we kind of put it on hold, but
so
the vendors are aware.
So does Sagitech have enough experience to actually give a recommendation as to who they might
Yes.
Yeah,
and Colin did talk to Sagitech about their what companies they recommend, and we worked with. We have a phone vendor that helps give us recommendations on what would work as well, so that we got very close in the process. So.
Yeah, and just to add one more thing, Sagitech has done this a number of times with a number of different phone systems, so we're pretty confident in their ability to make it happen with whichever company we choose.
Too often in this business, assurances of someone saying plug and play, it very often becomes plug and pray.
Got my takeaway for the day. I didn't even have to get out of the morning to get it. That's good. I'm going to use that one. You may well be right.
It sounds like it's being considered. That's good enough for me.
Do we have a motion and a vote yet?
I'll move to approve.
Motion to authorize the CEO to extend the agreement with Seagram. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion or questions? Hearing none, let's vote. Chabotarib.
Aye.
Gordon. Aye. Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll.
Aye.
McDonald.
Aye.
Kamirswa.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
Finley.
Aye.
And Kwan?
Yes.
All right, that carries 9-0. Thank you.